Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Sam Fortier is going to join us in just about an hour. Covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post. We'll discuss the schedule and more with him. Alan May at 9, and Ryan Zimmerman, who joins us weekly during the Nats season. He's on at 9:25. So you don't want to snooze on any of that today here on The Fan.
All right, so Mr. Bickle, you wanted to talk about Bob Baffert.
And well, it doesn't have to be your lead story.
And
but
Medina Spirit. Now, the Preakness is in 2 days.
Right.
And there are 10 horses in the Preakness. I believe Medina Spirit is the favorite, so they did allow him to race. He's about a 2-to-1 favorite. Concert Tour is right behind him, about 2.5-to-1. But he is going to race. I guess there's going to be further testing. He's going to be scrutinized, no doubt.
Right.
But he is in. And, you know, Baffert's lawyers were talking about why, you know, the horse tested positive, yada, yada, yada. But he's going to have further testing, and we assume he's going to be fine. But we thought right after we heard that he failed that test, he probably wouldn't be allowed to race in the Preakness, but he will.
Well, here's the thing. Is I kind of defended him a little bit because it's mind-blowing to me that a guy would just blatantly cheat. But I know people do it, right? I mean, you know, all the baseball guys, they get caught all the time, the football guys. He's had a remarkable career. I know that we had Rick Snyder on the other day, and Rick said he's not known in those circles. But then Mike Lonergan hit me up, and Mike said, well, the guys I know, they say he's a notorious cheat. Oh. So who knows?
He's plugged into the horse game?
Yeah, so who knows? Well, you know, in Bowie, you know, we used to have the racetracks. So I think they know some of those trainers and stuff.
Okay.
Who knows? But anyway, when I was reading the details, so I assume that Baffert knows all of these drugs and he knows what's in what. And
yeah.
My understanding was...
That was my first reaction.
My understanding was, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're allowed to use this particular drug when you're training them, but it has to be out of the system by race day, right? You can't use it on race day because you want your horse to be able to feel the pain or whatever because you don't want to hurt the horse, right? But when you're training them, they can use some of these substances. So I guess he admitted that he found out that this substance was in an ointment that they were using.
He knew about the substance, yes.
And then he said, oh, okay, well, I know we used that substance to treat him. So if that is in there, okay, then we are guilty of using that. But his defense, and I think he's got a pretty good defense in there. He said they found 21 picograms of
whatever
this
that is.
Substance. Here's what it is. A picogram is a trillionth of a gram.
Okay.
There's no chance 21 picograms affected the performance of the horse.
Definitely a Pokemon character.
What's right. the...
So I am...
What's the limit?
It obviously was over the threshold.
Who would know the limit?
I guess they want zero. But there's no chance 1 trillionth of a gram, and he had 21 trillionths of a gram, affected the performance of the horse. So I'm defending Medina Spirit. Medina Spirit was the best horse on that day, and we'll see what happens.
How do you measure a trillionth of anything?
I don't know.
This is, I mean, but that's mind-blowing.
It's not like it was something that put him over the edge. It wasn't like a Ben Johnson deal where Ben Johnson had whatever he had and ran the 9.3 or whatever he ran, or 9.8 or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah. So he was being treated for dermatitis. Mm-hmm. So this ointment's allowed. You can give the horse this ointment once a day leading up to race day.
And I guess the race of horses.
So he had some residual.
He must have had some residual, unless they just said screw and they gave it to him on race day. But
21 picograms.
You're allowed to give the horse this ointment once a day.
Right.
So it is allowed.
Right.
Well, then not on race day.
Then why did you go through all this rigmarole about the rogue trainer urinating on the hay?
He's claiming he didn't know that particular ointment had that substance in it.
Which I don't know if I believe.
Which I don't know if I believe either. But
I mean, these guys know everything. These guys know everything that are these are thoroughbreds. I mean, they know exactly what these horses are taking.
You would think. But also, who knows where he's getting the substances from? I mean, I'm assuming he didn't go to GNC, but you buy stuff at GNC, you have no idea what's in those things.
Yeah, well, like you said, they're not buying them at GNC.
They know
exactly what's going into them, and they know exactly how much.
Well, I don't think 21 trillionths of a gram.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Affected the performance of the horse. I'm pro Medina Spirit. I think he won it legit.
So now, by the way, there's Rom is racing. Did you know that?
No.
I did see that Rom is racing.
No. Rom
What's
is racing.
What's the name of the horse?
Rom.
How do you spell it?
Rom.
How does Rom spell his name?
I think it's R-A-M.
I thought a lot of guys
spelled it. R-A-M. I think I have his name spelled R-O-M in my phone.
Isn't his name Ramyar, R-A-M-Y-A-R?
Yes, that's correct.
But anyway. There's two Rom horses. If you look at it, there's one called
Rom Bauer, yeah.
Yeah, Rom Bauer.
That's spelled R-O-M, yes.
Rom Barker.
Both long shots.
Honestly, I keep forgetting because I can't. It's just not something that's really that important to me. What is Rom's ancestry? Like, what is he? Like,
he's Persian.
He's Persian.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate run for attention dollars.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so are these? Is Rom Ramier or whatever? Is that a super popular Persian name?
No idea.
Know. Is that like Mike? Are these horses named Mike? Are they Persian?
I don't know what the background is.
If Rom wins, they're going to throw a carton of menthols over the back of the horse.
Well, we got to do a bit because we're gonna be on Facebook Live for the Preakness.
Okay.
So we all got to bet on the Rom horse.
Of course we do.
Get Rom on it.
Yeah, screaming at it.
Yeah.
All right. Is it only if Valdez wears his top hat?
There will be 100 horse dong jokes during the Facebook Live.
But the Medina Spirit's
hung like a horse.
It's in a good post position, right?
Where is he?
He's a third. He's third. Now, I don't know. Valdez, you have to explain the posts. I don't know if it's third.
So at Pimlico, the rail is kind of weird at the first turn. And so the closer you are to the rail, the different eyesight it is. So being third is actually perfect for him.
Okay.
Which one's the longest? I forget. Is it the Belmont?
Belmont.
The Belmont's a long one. Yeah. Okay.
So do you like Medina Spirit in the race?
I don't know.
I don't.
Do you like
him?
Jason, I know nothing about it, but I'm telling you, I heard Baffert interviewed after. I heard Baffert interviewed after Medina won, and he seemed stunned.
Right.
It was kind of a nubby horse, which is why I buy into the little juicing. Even if it was a picogram, whatever, maybe he thought he was going to be able to sneak in a couple of picograms. And
that's not going to make a difference.
My just guess is that it wasn't this horse that was expected to go on this great run.
Well, I don't know why you keep saying that, because Medina Spirit was a big favorite for the Santa Anita Derby 2 weeks before that, and you just ran a bad race.
And so he definitely
has the pedigree to be a great horse. So I don't think it was that surprising.
Doesn't he have two faves in this one or no? I thought I'd heard that earlier in the week.
I think he does, yeah.
He does?
Yeah. I think maybe three.
Oh, really?
Is the other one, is that Concert Tour? Is that also his horse?
I can't remember the names of them.
All right. Here, it's Rom, Keep Me in Mind, Medina Spirit, Crowded Trade, Midnight Bourbon, Rom Bauer,
Francais
Godina. Unbridled Honor, Risk Taking, Concert Tour, 10 horses.
Why didn't we cobble together $35K and buy Medina Spirit? We're dumb. Again, we're stupid.
Yeah, I blame you.
Well, because the friggin' Derby.
Because Drab and myself are a cautionary tale.
That is true. Yeah. Anytime any one of us would say, let's buy a horse, we'd say, well, we saw how it wound up for the producers. No chance. Not doing it.
We'd have bought Medina Spirit.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Washington did sign another left tackle. And his name is Charles Leno Jr. He signed a 1-year deal for $5 million. He's out of Boise State.
Hasn't he started like a bunch of games consecutively? I saw that. At least at some point. Yeah, like 93 games straight. Like, I don't know if that's coming still active.
He played for Chicago for 6 years. Yep. Drafted by them in the seventh round in 2014.
I think he's another guy who considers himself multiple EB, that he can play tackle and guard.
For sure. Listen, I know nothing about him. All I read is that, you know, he plays like 93 straight games, and that's good enough for me. He's a veteran. He adds depth. I have no idea where they plan to play him. Yep. Doesn't matter to me. I think it's a great signing. More depth.
Well, I think if you're giving him $5 million, I mean, that's...
They're expecting him to play.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't think starter.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. You know, I have no idea. Sound like a great signing to me, though. Just a great depth
signing.
This
offseason to you has been an A+, hasn't it?
I don't know how it could be any better other
than
if we pick up
Aaron
Rodgers. But let
me ask you a question. Why do the Bears...
If we pick up Aaron Rodgers, we're winning the Super Bowl. I'm predicting it right now.
If he's so good, why do the Bears cut him?
I don't know. Maybe salary issues. I'm not saying he's so good, but I'm just sure he's good enough. Mm-hmm. We bring in a bunch of bums who end up playing decent. You know,
I mean, he played a lot even just last year, Jason. He was sixth or ninth in terms of offensive snaps played.
Yeah.
Over
1,000
snaps.
Oh, I know he's played a bunch, yeah.
He had six penalties, which was a tie for 13th, and he allowed five sacks, which was tied for 12th.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying that Chicago decided to draft a tackle.
Yeah.
And they cut him.
I'm not saying he's good or bad. I'm saying he's played a lot and he's serviceable.
Right. When your options
I'm saying
are,
he's serviceable and I'm sized.
When you have Cornelius Lucas and Sadiq Charles who played like one play and then grabbed at his knee,
right.
It doesn't hurt to bring in some depth.
Yeah. I think it's a great signing.
Well, they also drafted Comey.
Exactly.
Or Cosme. I'm sorry. It's Cosme.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I think their offseason had, other than, you know, getting a stud. At quarterback, I still think that we're getting the best Ryan Fitzpatrick you could get. I'd much rather have this version than the one of 10 years ago. I don't know. I think
you've
got an A+.
You've got Christian. You've got Cosme. You've got, obviously, Sadiq. You've got David Sharp still there.
They got a lot of guys competing.
Yeah, now you got Leno.
Do you agree? Valdez, are you with me? How do you grade Washington's offseason? Mike Florio agreed with me.
It's a perfect paper, 100%.
On paper, it's...
100%?
Yeah.
The only thing they could have done better is bring in Aaron Rodgers. And that's still up in the air.
Grasping.
That is a grasper.
You're such a grasper on that.
I would be so sized.
Of course you
would. I'll do the show completely naked.
Please don't.
With man boobs and, you know, gray pubes, if they somehow pull off a trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Did you see his penis?
Yeah. I met this guy at the playground the other day. And
butt naked.
He's not a huge listener of the show, and he goes, who's the guy who's just loving everything about the Washington football seasons this offseason? Wasn't hard to figure out. I didn't say, oh, maybe it's cakes, maybe it's fish. Just like a TB. And he goes, I love it. I'm a blind homer just like him.
I'm not a blind homer. I don't think that means we're going to win every game.
It's hard to give a team an A+ when they bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, EB.
Okay, but like I said, and I tweeted this yesterday, in his last 16 games, he's thrown for 4,400 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 14 picks. That's not necessarily Hall of Fame numbers, but that's a huge improvement at the quarterback position.
It's an improvement, but it's hard to give you an A+.
All right, so speaking of Washington, we talked about it, and we'll talk about it next segment. The schedule, of course, released last night. Well, week one was released earlier in the day, but the total schedule released, and the glaring thing about Washington's schedule is the five games all within the division to close out the year. Week 14 through 18, all division games, Dallas, Philly, New York, three of those on the road. And I went back and looked at some other teams. Philly does have four consecutive division games to close the year, but no one has five. It's very strange. You rarely see five games in the division to close out the year, but that's probably where their season lies right there, unless they get off some crazy start and they've got six or seven wins before the bye. Those division games, especially the Dallas games, could be huge.
No, I think they are going to be huge. The one thing I will say about it is that they are division rivals. We play them every year. We know them as well as anybody.
Sure.
So it's not like I'd almost rather play, you know, KC early, Green Bay earlier, than play them down the stretch where you are almost – just going to pencil in losses in some of those games. You know what I mean? Like those games to me, we may lose them all, But I think they're all winnable, too.
And then could that New York game in Week 18 in New York on January 9th, could that be for the division? Wouldn't that be huge?
Sure.
Very well could be. Sports could be. Page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner. When we come back, we're running it back. We're doing it again. We're going to give you the Washington football team record game by game. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. So I'm back in the studio, and it is tilting me now that out the left window, there's a guy on a big giant cherry picker. He has to be, at this point, 40 feet in the air, and I don't want to see the big mechanized monster that's 20 feet away that I'm worried about. It's going to crash into me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Feel like this all the time.
It's going to fall on my head.
How about I drive underneath that? I drive underneath that every day. And like, they might be lugging some tank up there or some cement block up there.
Something filled with an explosive liquid or dangerous.
Whatever they're paying those crane operators, it ain't enough. Right. Because you basically can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I wonder how much training they have to go through.
I don't know. They must make like $50, $60, $70, $80 an hour. When I worked at the golf course, we talked about it yesterday, and they used to be called the triplex, and I would mow the greens, and I would forget to lift one of the mowers, right, and ruin the green for a month.
Right.
If you just hit the wrong button or hit the wrong gear, that's going to go
course.
Smashing through the window, and you're going to kill Valdez and Grabby.
I don't know if we need that window open for light coming into the studio. I would like that window permanently closed.
Yeah.
Well, we like keeping an eye on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know if that thing's about to smash in there.
Dude, he's 15 feet away from me.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's difficult to explain over the radio just how close we are to this other building. We're in an alleyway, basically.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right next, and they're building a skyscraper next to us.
When we first moved here 6 years ago, we had an unencumbered view of the Capitol.
Yeah. You could see it all. Yeah. I mean, blocks away.
Right.
You could
there
see
was
it.
A McDonald's over there. I would get my sausage every day. It was
you could
silly.
See them. Couldn't you see the monument, too?
Yes, but you can't anymore.
Yeah, you can't see anymore. Anything now. There's just buildings. And then from the beginning of the quarantine till now, there is like an 18-story, building that's right next to us. It's like, I feel like you could touch it. It's like 10 feet away.
So dude, you could shake hands with this guy on the cherry picker right
now. And we got cranes everywhere. They're hoisting big-ass equipment everywhere. They got nets. Do you see the safety nets? You haven't seen that yet, Cakes.
Yeah, on the other side. Flimsiest nets in the world.
The flimsiest nets ever. I drive underneath them every day, and I just do sign of the cross right before I drive under them.
Right, a cinder block doesn't fall on your head.
Yeah. Yeah, terrifying. Right.
That's my bad. I got distracted.
That's very easy.
I mean, the guy was about to come through the window. Yes. How could I not be distracted by that?
Well, hopefully, at least washes our window before he smashes it.
That would be nice. Or gets rid of the stench
in
the building.
I would love to know what kind of training they go through. It's got to be months.
Or the crane operator, or minutes. You literally think about it. That thing is like, it's so detached from them, and they're just using those little, I assume they just have like little gears.
Yeah, levers.
Little levers. Your elbow hits one. I mean, I'm clumsy. One lever, boom, yeah. You're going to wipe out 10 people.
Yeah. You're groggy in the morning. You don't have your coffee.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, a wrecking ball comes through and wipes out the producer studio.
They're carrying some concrete slab, you know, up 18 stories high. You just, boom, hit the lever, drop it, Dunsky.
Mm-hmm. You know how rich those guys from Hit Construction are?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even imagine.
They got the big bosses, but I just looked it up. The average crane operator makes less than $60,000 a year.
So that's, I don't know, what is that, $30 an hour?
They need to be paid more.
Massively underpaid.
They're way underpaid.
The crane union needs to
They're way more skilled than we are.
They should make $60,000 a week.
Yeah. I mean, life is literally hanging in the balance.
Yes. By a thread.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go through the schedule here. We kind of briefly went through it before. We went through it a few weeks ago. And I'm thoroughly convinced that I could come up with a completely different record here.
By the way, I'm writing mine down. I couldn't find any scrap paper. I'm writing mine down on a napkin that I found in the cubes.
Valdez, right, I need you to write mine down. You get our notebook.
This is where it's going to be. And I hope it's close to the first one that we did a few days ago.
Give me a second to set it up.
We'll compare records, obviously, after.
Do we have NFL music over there, Cakes?
Oh, yeah. Valdez has it.
We'll hook that up.
You got to get some NFL music. We'll go through the deal. Now, obviously, we can, while Valdez is trying to scramble to find music.
How many more times do we predict the schedule? I can't remember.
He's good at it.
Maybe right around training camp, we might get sized one more time.
Okay. I thought we did it 3 or 4 times each year. But
we did it after the draft.
Yes, post-draft.
We did it after the draft. We're going to do it now that the schedule's come out. And maybe we'll do it. They only have one preseason game, which is just, you know, thank God.
Oh, they only have one preseason game?
Only one scheduled.
They have three.
I thought they had three.
Three, sure? Only two are full. Only one is legitimately scheduled at
this point.
The
others are like,
yeah, we don't know yet.
They still play.
The TBA.
They still play 20 games.
Oh, okay.
So usually it would be 20, you know, the four preseason plus the 16. They're still doing the 20, I think.
I only see the one. All right. So week one. You got the Chargers.
Yep.
That's a great matchup. I'm just going to go on record. I'll take my boys. I think the Chargers are a great team, and they may very well be a better football team than we are. But new coach, new system for the young quarterback, banking on sophomore slump a little bit, and I think that we're greatly improved. Maybe we can surprise them a little bit. It's at home. We'll have a strong 30K there. I will take...
30K.
I will take my boys.
I'm banking on what Mike Florio said. I believe it was yesterday that this is a team you'd rather play early than in week 9 or 10.
Agreed.
And for that reason, I'm taking Washington football team with a dub.
Yeah, I had them beating the Chargers even before I knew when they were playing them. So I will take a win, an opening week win for Washington
over
the Chargers.
Don't compare to you. That's
fine.
Just come up with your instinct.
Well, I mean, I just remember talking about it. So that's a win.
JP?
It's hard not to compare, and I think I'm doing the flip-flop. I'm going to give them the win this time. I think I gave them a loss.
The fact that we all think they're going to win, opening up with a win, that's not good.
It's not good.
Are you guys aware that the Chargers are the favorite?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
They are?
They are 1-point favorite.
I told you,
I predicted Washington -3.
I think they might be better, but... I'm just hoping that they're not.
Point to point and a half.
Yeah. I think people are sleeping on us.
All right. Well, you take the home dog in week one.
Yeah. So who are you taking, Drab?
He's taking his boy, Justin.
Oh, I like the Chargers.
You like the Chargers.
Yeah.
All right. And Valdez?
1-0.
Thank you. All right. Week two, the Giants.
By the way, during the year, I think we should have a pool, a week-by-week pool on Washington games. Everyone throws in, I don't know, $5.
I like it. I like it already.
You're going to make me go broke.
And we all pick the game, and the winner obviously collects or chops, and then the losers.
Well, it's going to build.
Losers will have to re-up and put another $5 in for the next week.
Fine. As long as you're in charge of it, just tell me how much I owe and who I owe.
We're going to do that.
And I'm good.
All right, week two, the Giants. I don't want to go first.
Go first because I know I have them getting swept by the Giants. They've got a terrible record against the Giants in the last 10 years. They've got losing records against all the division teams in the last 10 years, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially against New York. Swept last year. Going to get swept again this year.
Ooh.
This is a home game. This is a Is this a Sunday night?
Thursday
this is a Thursday night.
Yep.
I got Quan Barkley going bonkers on him for about $1.60, and I got New York winning this game.
DJ is a turnover machine. I think this defense will capitalize on that. I have a Washington football team off to a 2-0 start with two home dubs.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my boys. I don't have that much regard for the Giants. I mean, doesn't matter. We play them every year, lose to them a lot. They're not unbeatable by any stretch. I think Daniel Jones is very similar. He could do a nice Eli Manning impression. I think Saquon Barkley is hit or miss. He could hit it for 200 yards, or he could have a 36-yard performance. And I think that we might be the most talented we've been since maybe 2012, when RG3 was in his heyday. So I'm taking my boys.
I'll go Giants on this one. I kind of agree with Jason. Plus, I gave him a win against the Chargers, and I think this season is going to be a lot of up and down.
All right, Drabby, who you like?
I'll take Washington. I don't think they're going to lose their first two games at home. So
yeah. All right. And Valdez?
2-0.
2-0. All right. Very simple. All right. Week 3, Buffalo. I'll give us a loss. You know, Buffalo, I have a lot of respect. Probably too much respect for them, but that's okay. I think we're probably all picking Buffalo. I don't think anybody – is anybody picking Washington? Probably not.
Somebody might.
Yeah. Jason?
Well, you figure the weather's not going to be an issue in September. I mean, it could be raining, but – if they're playing them in week 15, 16, the weather's obviously an issue. I see Buffalo winning this game at home, yes.
Yeah. JP, you're taking Buffalo. I know you're Josh Allen guy. Valdez, you might be the wild card.
3-0.
3-0. He's zagging.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet him any amount of money they don't start 3-0.
All right. Drabby?
Of course not.
Yeah. Buffalo. All right.
Week
4 at Atlanta. You know what? They're the Falcons. I'm taking my boys. 3-1 winner.
They're the Falcons.
Yep.
Well, I think the Falcons are going to have too much offense. I will take Atlanta with your boy Kyle Pitts, EB.
I do love Kyle Pitts. Star.
I think this is going to be close.
You're secretly going to root for Kyle Pitts in this game.
No, I'm not, because he didn't need me to root for him. He's a star.
Let's see.
Atlanta's defense is dreadful. Arthur Smith comes over. I think it's a close game. I like Washington here on the road.
Thank you, Cakes.
That's a dub.
Yep, me too.
Sure, they
3-1.
They do have the new coaching staff. Not to say Jones, Ridley, now Pitts. Who's their running back, Cakes?
They signed Mike Davis in the offseason from Carolina.
Pretty good. This is going to be a shootout.
I think so, too. I think like 34-30.
That's an over. We're not going to give up 34 points.
All right, so hold on. I've got them. All right, I'll give them a win, so they'll be 2-2 in the first month.
All right. JP?
I already took Atlanta.
Yeah. You took Atlanta. All right. Cakes, did you go?
Yeah, I have the
Drabby.
Washington.
Drabby?
That's a dub.
Dub?
It's a dub.
All right, Valdez. 4-0 start?
No, it's their first loss of the season.
Ooh. Stumble.
He didn't feel that. You didn't feel that confident.
The hype at 3-0 is crazy, and then they're going to get the big letdown on the road.
Okay.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you can call us on an open line Thursday. Presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. So at the quarter poll, Valdez has them 3-1. I have them at 1-3. Jason, you're at 2-2.
Yeah.
EB, what do you have, Matt?
3-1.
And Cakes 3-1?
3-1.
I think 2-2 is very, very likely, but I'll just go 3-1. Sure. Sure. I like it. All right, here we go. Week 5. New Orleans, I think they're a totally different team without Drew Brees. I think they're a totally different organization, a totally different city. I think Taysom Hill is poop on a stick, and I think Jameis is marginally better. So I don't care who they play at quarterback there. I'm taking my boys. I have no fear of a Drew Brees-less Saints. Zero.
They still have some decent pieces.
They got some
Kamara's
really good.
Michael Thomas is way better than you think.
They got to throw it to him. They got somebody
Hill's
to throw to him.
Better than you think, but I still think Washington wins at home. I have Washington off to a 4-1 start.
I don't want Cakes.
I got Washington beating the Saints.
4-1. Come on.
That's what home I have, game. Man. The napkin doesn't lie.
Who do we think's going to win that job, Hill or Winston?
I don't know. I mean, Winston's a better quarterback than Taysom Hill. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, but he can't
Taysom
run.
Taysom Hill's a better gadget guy.
Yeah, but he can run.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a guy that just runs around, sure, do Taysom Hill.
So this is their third home. All right, I got them winning the Saints game. I don't feel great about that, though, because I think Kamara could kill him.
Yeah, he could. He's great. JP, did you already say?
Yep.
Drabby.
Did you guys watch Drew Brees last year? He was pretty terrible.
Yeah, he was not very good.
No,
yeah,
he
had for 20 years.
He had eight broken ribs.
He's the reason.
And the Saints were really good, so yeah. I'll stick with
still
the Saints.
Still, Drew Brees put him in the right positions.
Wow.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win the job? Hill or?
I think Jameis.
Jameis, yeah.
And he'll sling it too.
Yeah, good.
He will right sling it downfield.
Right to us. Right to Willie Jackson.
There'll be an interception trade off. Back and forth.
Right. I mean, Bickle acts like Fitz doesn't turn the ball over.
No, he does.
One pick after another.
I mean, that's all he does.
I take Fitz over Jameis. Go ahead, Valdez.
I have them winning. I actually think they'll embarrass the Saints at home.
Oh, you think they're going to pwn them?
Yes.
Thank you. Valdez has them 4-1 along with Cakes and EB.
That's correct. All right, does anybody have them beating KC in week 6?
No.
Right, I
so
do.
Oh,
you're going to have them with like 13 wins.
I think this game, I know how Eric said the Chargers game is a litmus test,
yes.
But this one is going to be the showcase for the defense.
Really?
Yes.
You think they're going to somehow find a way?
The defense will have one big stop in the 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, 3-point game for Washington.
All right, wow. So you're the only one that has them beating KC. How about at Green Bay?
I might buy you some dandruff.
Anybody taking Washington at Green Bay?
I am not.
I'm not. If Aaron, I mean, obviously, here's the thing, caveat. If Aaron Rodgers is there,
if
I'll
it's Blake Bortles, or Jordan Love, they got a really good shot.
So right I want a caveat now, today, on that. I will have a loss at
May
Green Bay.
13th. I don't think there's a chance Rodgers isn't playing in that game.
No, he'll be playing for the
Valdez
Packers
or Drab. Either of you guys,
I have them losing at Green Bay after the huge win at home.
So you got them 5-2, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So then the last week before the bye, last game before the bye.
Yeah.
That's going to be a toss-up probably for some of us. They go to Denver, which is never easy, but I'm going to say that they beat the Broncos in Denver.
I've been to Denver a couple times. It is no, that air stuff is no joke.
No joke, right?
Okay, that is a huge home field advantage. But who's their quarterback?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater or Locke.
I'm going to take my boys. Winner. Sorry, I just am.
I'm taking Washington. Bridgewater and Locke are the poster boys for mediocrity, and I will take the Skins.
Thank you.
And we're watching
the
football team.
They're the Broncos, saying.
So you're saying Fitz is not on the poster board of
Fitz
mediocrity?
Greater than both.
He hasn't been the last couple of years.
Oh, my God.
You guys are still evaluating him based on his early part of his career.
Yeah, you guys have early.
How many teams
bias.
Has he played for? How many teams has he played for?
Half the teams in the NFL.
Right. I can't remember if I picked them to win or lose.
Good. I want you to be different.
You guys all, JP, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I have them winning, so I got them at 2-2 in the second quarter of the season.
All right, I'm going to say they lose this game because of what you said. This will be a back-to-back roadie coming off that Green Bay game. Now, this is the week before the bye.
What does that mean?
I think it's,
why would they play different a week before a bye?
I don't know. Maybe they're a little excited. They're going to go to the Bahamas the next week.
No, I don't think they're doing it.
But I think they're going to overlook Denver a little bit. I'm going to say Denver wins this game just because it's, like you said, it's a tough place to play.
It is a tough place to play.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. This is a perfect time.
So I got them losing three straight, I think, going into the bye.
Oh, I've got 5-3 at the bye week.
And me too. Siced.
So we will come back. We will pick the second half of the schedule. How is the Washington football team going to fare in the second half? We'll tell you next here on The Fan. The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So thanks to them for all their support throughout year 25. We do appreciate that. We also appreciate your calls if you want to weigh in on our, I don't know, 9th or 10th schedule prediction of the year. 800-636-1067 is the number on the Gambit DC listener lines. We're to the bye week at this point. So now we have to break down the second half of the sked. So the Skins come out of the bye week, and it doesn't get any easier. They host the world champs, The Tampa Bay Bucks are in town week 10.
All right, this is where I'm zigging while everyone else is zagging or whatever. For some reason, I just have a feeling that Tampa's going to step back. Because of that, I'm sure they'll go 19-0 and win every game. But my instinct is there'll be a little bit of a step back. I feel like we played them really close, didn't we, last year? My brain is mush.
Well, in the playoffs. Yeah. But Heineke made it interesting, but I'm going to go with Tampa.
Let's take us.
Because Tampa rolled up over 500 yards of offense against the Washington football team defense. Mm-hmm. And maybe the defense will be a little bit better with Davis and Jackson.
Well, it's definitely going to be better.
I'm going to take Tampa.
Cam Curl in the second year. Yeah, we're going to be better.
I think
Chase Young's going to be more dominant.
At some point, Brady's going to play like he's in his mid-40s.
Yep.
I just don't think it's going to be this game.
Okay. So you got a loss.
I'm going to take Brady over Fitz here. It's just because of the weapons. I mean, the weapons in the passing game are crazy.
All right. I think our weapons are pretty good.
I'm wavering here. I don't know what I selected the first go-around. I think I picked Tampa. I'm kind of feeling the Washington football team in a close one coming out of the bye week.
What, do you got them 8-1?
No, I have them 6-3.
Me too.
That's reasonable.
That's totally reasonable.
All right. I'll take a loss here.
All right, Dravy.
Thanks. What did you say? You have a win or a loss?
He has a win. Win. He might have flip-flopped, but he has a win. All right, Dravy?
All right. Going into the bye, I had Washington at 3-5, and this is just the perfect bench Fitzpatrick time. The Heineke buzz is building.
Oh, it
They're going to put him back in for the Tampa game.
You have a mid-season benching.
Yeah. Fitzpatrick, I've been telling you, I don't like Fitzpatrick. Okay. I think he's trash.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I think this is where Heineke comes in and starts
for
Washington.
Ignored that.
And he gets his revenge game, and they beat Tampa.
Okay. All right, Valdez.
In the bye week, I had the Washington football team 5-3.
Yep, same as me.
I think this is the revenge game.
Right.
Defense shows out, have a whole week to prepare.
Right.
Big dub.
Thank you. I get sized. Mm. All right, week 11.
I think I'm 3-6 right now.
Yeah, good.
I have them at 3-6, but I think the turnaround for them starts in week 11 when we start to sweat the playoffs a little bit.
I don't care.
On the verge of being eliminated, so I'm going to take them to beat Carolina.
They could have Cam in his prime. I don't care. McCaffrey could go for 4,000 yards. I am picking my boys against Carolina every single time. I will never pick Carolina against Washington.
There's no way Ron Rivera loses in his return to Carolina.
There's no way.
It's physically impossible.
Oh, I can't wait till that week.
Physically, yeah. Mark it on the tape, Valdez. No, physically impossible for them to lose this game.
No, we could lose, but I would just never pick Carolina. Ever. Go ahead. Drabby, go ahead. Pick Carolina.
No, I'll give him a dub here. Only because Carolina's going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, because it's Sam. But does Sam Darnold have a bounce back?
Sam Darnold, whatever.
I'm just saying. Is it possible?
So, Jason, do you have them losing?
No, because remember I said this is the one point in the schedule I think it kind of lightens up here. I have them beating Carolina, but, man, they got McCaffrey. If McCaffrey's healthy, he can beat him himself.
Yeah, he'll get hurt. All right. What do you, Drabby, you have a win, and what do you have, Valdez?
Biggest win of the season.
Yeah. Might be a blowout, right?
You might be resting your starters in the fourth quarter.
Right. Now, week 12, Seattle. I have a lot of respect for Russell Wilson. Remember, I told you that year of the draft, he was my surprise pick of the draft. Go back to the tape. I predicted this greatness. So I will pick Seattle. I just have too much respect for Russell Wilson. He's just a winner.
Seattle, I'm going to actually go with the Washington football team here. Coming all the way here to the East Coast, primetime game. Washington steps up, pulls out a win.
Has Russell Wilson ever lost to Washington?
I don't know. He's really good.
Yeah, they lost when they had no offensive line like 4 years ago with Kirk. Okay. Every starter on the offensive line for Washington was a backup. And Seattle was good, and somehow they lost the game.
Somehow they beat them.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Dravy and all the 12s are going to be happy because Seattle gets a road win. I have Washington losing this one.
This is a Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's poo on Mondays. They're poo on Sundays, too. I'm going to give them a win here. Although I don't know why. I have no rationale
so
or
dumb.
Reasoning.
No, you should pick. You really think they're going to win. You really think they're going to lose. Pick Seattle.
No, because I think my overall record is really bad now, and I don't think they're going to be that bad.
I know, so you're just giving them a win.
Yeah,
pick it. We don't want you to do that. What do you think's going to happen?
Why do you care?
Because I want you to be.
Because this segment has integrity.
Yeah, I want you. If you think they suck,
They do.
All right, so pick a loser.
All right.
Loser, good. Good. I want you to do that.
All right, good. There you go. Right, it's on record.
Week 13, a trip. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot the producers. My bad.
Hey, you involved us. Yeah. Back here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Drake. You're going to pick Seattle every time.
Death taxes Russell Wilson in primetime. You guys don't do your research. He has like an 82% winning percentage in primetime.
What are you talking about? I picked him.
Well, you did, but it's because you like Russell Wilson.
Well, yeah, he's very good.
Seattle hardly ever loses in primetime.
Mm. Yeah, well, they don't lose very often ever. All right, Valdez?
I have him losing. This is going to be an ugly game.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf held to under 80 yards receiving.
Oh, really?
But
ugly in a sense that we could steal it.
Is it an under?
You wouldn't be surprised if we stole it then. If you're saying, or are you saying ugly from our perspective, we're just going to struggle.
It's going to be a sloppy game. It's going to be like a 19-17 victory for Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Not moral victory for Eric. He's going to be coming in on Tuesday claiming moral victory.
I do believe in moral victories. All right.
All right, week 13 at the Vegas Raiders. They go west.
I think they're always hyped up. I'm going to take my boys. I don't care about them.
I think John Gruden is massively overpaid in Vegas. Yeah. They have not gotten the returns on that investment. I like Washington on the road. 8-4 at this point.
I'll take Washington. I don't even know if Carr will be starting in this game. It might be Mariota. I'll take Washington out in Vegas, and then they're going to go hit the blackjack tables after the win.
I'll take Vegas at home.
All right.
Alrighty. Now we get to the gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
Yeah, let's call it the gauntlet.
Last 5 weeks. Or they're not picking anymore?
No, they're picking.
We're trying to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Picking. Vegas, go ahead.
Raiders, Mariota starting.
All right.
Everybody's looking at the clock like, oh, crap, we got four more games.
Yeah. Winner.
Winner, thank you. No regard for Jay Gruden.
I think the Raiders
line, whatever one of
the Raiders line is poo-poo. It might be the Chase Young game.
Ooh. All right, week 14. The first matchup, they finally play Dallas. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to say they split with Dallas and Philly.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah. I'm going to take this one. I'll just go with the obvious, win at home, lose on the road, see how that plays out. All that's right. what
so
I think
each,
for the next
why don't
four.
We each do that? Because that's the next four games.
So I'm going to say win, loss, loss, win in the next four.
I'll also go split on the next four. So,
I'll split as well. I'll split. They're going to split with Dallas, split with Philly.
Cakes?
Philly's just a huge coin flip.
I have them 3-1 in this stretch.
You are bullish.
I have a win at home. I have a win at Philly. We know I love that coaching staff. I have a loss at Dallas. And then I've got a win at home against Philly.
Valdez?
I have them 3-1 as well. I have no regard for the Eagles.
Wow, you've got a great record for Washington coming. And Drab?
Splitsville.
All right, so that leaves the Giants game, end
what
of the year.
Flacco might be starting in the game.
I'll take the Washington football team, and I believe they finish off the season in this version for me at 8-9, which is a one-game improvement.
I'm going to, this is where I'm going to diverge from my last one, and I don't like to say this. I have no regard for the Giants, but I figure we'll probably split. So I'll say a loss. I don't like to say this, but this is where I'll be different from the last one. I'll say a loss to the Giants.
So you have them kind of limping into the postseason, EB, going 2-3 in the last five.
Yeah, so I have them 5-3 in both, or whatever, 5-4 in the second half. So I have them 10-7.
All right, I think they get swept by the Giants. I have a loss in week 18.
I have Washington 5-1 in the division.
In the division.
I have improved from 11-6.
You got them at 12 wins.
12-5.
Oh. Cakes. Please bet me.
I love cakes.
What do you have, Jason?
I don't know what my total record is.
What does Jason have? Jason has him just dreadful. That's good. I'm good. I want him to pick
I think
side.
I have him 7 or 8
seven,
wins.
7 wins.
7 so and 10?
7 and 10.
I mean,
so Jason and I flip-flopped because I think he had 8 wins last time.
I did. I had 8-9. Where did I flip-flop?
Doesn't matter. JP, what do you have them at, 8-9?
8-9.
All right, Drabby, what do you have them at?
They lose that last game. I think that makes 7-10.
7-10. Valdez, what do you have, winner?
I have them losing that game because they're resting their starters for the playoffs.
Final record.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and
11 6. 6. Wow.
So Cakes is the most bullish with the 20.
You know what? I gave them a win against Tampa. I think that's where it
that's
swung.
That's
the extra dub.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, we'll put them all up at Junks Radio if you want to see what our second round of predictions are.
When's the last time Washington won 12 games?
Oh, it's probably like the 90s.
Silly.
Been quite a long time.
I know. Right? I get
it. I'm going to buy you a jersey.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Sam Fortier, covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post. That's coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.